listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from Psalm 119 and talk to you about crying out and hoping in God's Word. Psalm 119, verses 145 through 147. Here's what the psalmist said. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. The Psalms resonate with the believer's heart because they so powerfully and eloquently express the feelings and emotions the God follower experiences. Psalm 119, verse 145 is an excellent example of this. He says, I cry out with my whole heart, I will keep your statutes. The psalmist pleaded with God, crying out before him in his pleading. You see, he wanted to keep the word of God. This was not merely a cry for help, deliverance, or forgiveness. This was a cry for obedience. Earlier in Psalm 119, verses 85 and 86, the author prayed for help against his enemies. Here he prayed for help against himself. He knew that prayer could help bring the strength necessary to honor God's word so that his whole heart cried out for this help. When the whole heart cries out to God, the prayers don't need to be eloquent or elegant. We could say that God doesn't look at the elegance of your prayers to see how neat they are. God doesn't look at the geometry of your prayers to see how long they are. God isn't counting the arithmetic of your prayers to see how many they are. God doesn't look at the music of your prayers to see how melodic they are, nor does God study the logic of your prayers to see how smart they are. In truth, God looks at the sincerity of prayers to see how heart-filled they are. The psalmist repeated it. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. The psalmist passionately cried out to God for the wisdom, strength, and ability to obey God. I cry out to you means that his prayer was not merely mental, but it was also vocal. This is prayer that pleases God. His prayer's expectant faith is shown in these words. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. The psalmist passionately depended on God and his word, but that did not eliminate the participation of the psalmist in any way. He still woke early to seek God in prayer. He cried for help, and he was helped by God's word. He said, I hope in your word. It is essential to use prayer in our study of the word of God. We also use the word in our prayers, which shows us the nature and the heart of the God that we pray to. It shows us what we have received from God and what we should thank him for. It shows us his greatness, informing and expanding our praise and worship to him. God's word shows us God's moral will, directing us to pray that we can do it. God's word shows us his promises to us, his people, which we can claim by faith. And God's word gives substance to our prayers as we read and meditate on the scriptures. Today, cry out to God and hope in his word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.